Good day, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at the Denina Center, I'm told, in Anchorage, Alaska, where you can see the huge line of people waiting to get in here to the Northwest Cannabis Classic. We've got some vendor booths outside the main area here, as well as a nice photo wall built up for everyone who might want to get their photo taken at the event. Let's take a look inside Northwest Cannabis Classic. This is the inaugural event. This is the first one of its kind in Alaska, so a lot of folks are really excited about this. As you can see, it's a very, very big area here. And many of the types of vendors you would expect to see at a lot of these events. Just kind of wander our way through. We've got greenhouses and lighting. This is the VIP area where Jorge Cervantes will be doing his presentation, among others. And we have some Mr. Nice Seed Bank is here. CO2 butane extraction devices as well. And as every event should have, a air hockey table. This is the pro air hockey at that. Somebody's winning. All right. Got the main stage over here. Our friends from BioTracker here. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, is it your first time in Alaska?
It is my first time in Alaska, actually, and I'm having a great time. It's beautiful here. Everybody seems really, really into the industry so far. So.
All right, we'll be back and talk a little bit more about BioTrack. I got a presentation at 1, so I'm just getting some footage. All right, let's see what we got over here. I do believe that's marijuana right there. Looky there, folks. Good old-fashioned American cannabis. Nice to see it. He's got a display glass here. Got some Chem Dog, 22% THC, looking good. And accessories. There's always plenty of accessories to be had at one of these events. Here we're looking at one of the glass tables. Got some nails as well. And let's see if I can talk to this gentleman here, see what he's got going on. All right, we continue looking around. Cannabis shops are well represented. They've got some nice couch areas. How you guys doing?
Good.
See you guys.
448?
I'm out of Portland, Oregon, yes.
Nice. Welcome to Alaska.
Thank you.
Kush Gardens, Alaska.
Tell them all about it.
Kush Gardens. We'll be getting our license in a year.
Yeah.
Going to keep our heads low and play by the rules, jump through the hoops. Get our license, and we are going to be specializing in clones.
Oh, very good.
That's one of the things, is now everybody has this right to grow, but nobody thinks very much about where am I going to get my first seed from.
What we're wanting to do is have it set up to where you're allowed your 3 plants. Say your wife gave you 1 small closet out of the house, and that's all the space you're going to have. You can come visit us every 2 months, get all new clones, get them ready to bud, get a 2-foot tall plant, if that's what you need, if that's the size you want,
yeah,
and ready to go.
I've been telling people that this whole idea of being able to take plants into like a real, real big vegetation mode and then just get them ready to flower, it's kind of like the Papa Murphy's take and bake of weed.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. It's like you don't have to do all the cooking, just throw it in the damn oven.
That's what we're looking to do, but we're also wanting to do it on a scale to where we can supply commercial growers and increase their profits by a good 15%.
Man, that's awesome. So give people a website or a phone number or whatever they need to contact you.
It's right now, you just email. We're very low-key right now. It's kushgardensalaska@gmail.
All right.
kushgardensalaska@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
Alaska.
What's that?
Welcome to Alaska.
Well, thank you very much. So moving around more in the event here, I like these guys have DB Cooper LED grow lights. DB Cooper lights that they grow your plants and then they jump out the airplane and leave you. No, I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll talk to those guys soon. Here's guys selling some T-shirts and such. Good stuff going on here. rounding the corner, we have lots of different stuff for sale here. Little pipes, sacks, jet flame and such. All sorts of accessories available here. Even accessories of the adult variety. Keep this separate from the weed. The sticky icky and the lube do not go together. Do not go together. Not good. All right, and here we have, oh, this is interesting. What you got here? What are these things?
These things are climate controllers.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, this is a CO2 controller. That's the health soil reading of CO2 in here. So.
Very cool. You're GrowZone?
Yeah, I'm GrowZone.
Fantastic. Tell people about GrowZone and how can they contact you?
Actually, you just have to, we have a website, www.growzonecontrol.com. We have a hotlines, 800 lines, and easy to reach.
Right on.
Well, check it out, folks. All the electronics you need right there. GrowZone. Thanks, guys. Printing and signage is available here. All sorts of different setups here. Looking around at all of the display. DZine Alaska, web design and social media. Looking good. Flextronics Lighting Solutions. More, lots and lots of lighting and LED stuff going on here. Here we have some stuff. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Some people don't like me on camera. All right, so lots of lights going on here. And imagine, you know, Alaska, it must be kind of tough as far as outdoor growing would go. So it makes sense that we'd have these... light demonstrations going on. The free seminars will be here. This is where I'll be delivering my marijuana civil rights seminar. So we will wait for that to happen. Okay, wait. Hi. Good, good. What do we got?
Michael Builder out of Chico, California. And yeah, we're just here checking it out.
We got
some glass.
Jars we're giving out the jars to people, and you know, we are doing an iPad giveaway while we're up here.
And if people want to get in touch with you on the web, how can they do it?
Hydrobuilder.com.
There it is, folks. Right, it's easy enough. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, lots of friendly people here at the Alaska Northwest Cannabis Classic. They'll be doing this also in Tacoma and in Portland, and I believe I'll be able to cover both of those events. So really excited to see more of these events happening, more people getting involved in affecting the cannabis industry. Head back here to the 420 radio desk. We'll take a break. I'm going to get ready for my presentation, and we'll talk to you again very soon.